Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Hi, O. Hey, listen, I had a charge on my credit card that I didn't recognize, and I opened a dispute with the credit card company, and they came back and said it was legit, but I honestly don't have any idea what it's for.
Okay, so I definitely understand you're calling in regards to charges, and which I will be happy to assist on today. May I have your zip code, please?
15102.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Carolyn Cornelius.
And spell the last name, please.
Cornelius.
All right. Thank you for that information. Just a moment. Thank you for patiently holding. Can you provide me your shipping address, please?
1246 Plantation Drive, Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, 15102.
All right. Thank you for that information. So I show that you signed up with a sweepstakes that was partnered with our meal plan Bites Hub. And within the terms and conditions, it did explain by signing up for the sweepstakes, you would be signing up for our service, which provides recipe guides to cut carbs and boost energy. Again, the name is Bites Hub. That's priced at $49.89 a month.
I never signed up for that.
So do you recall completing a sweepstakes where you would have selected, looks like you entered for a Dyson vacuum?
Well, that was a Kohl's. That was a Kohl's survey, but there was nothing about plan fitters or any other charges or anything. The only thing they wanted was the credit card for was for a $3.95 shipping on the Dyson.
Right. So basically what it was, ma'am, because that's the sweepstakes that we're referring to, that Kohl's sweepstakes, that was offered through our third, one of our vendors. We're a third-party agency who is affiliated with Kohl's. So that sweepstakes you entered, per the terms and conditions, did explain that you would be enrolled into our service. I do apologize, for the inconvenience or, possibly you've missed that information. But I definitely understand that you are wanting to discontinue. We can't get you at a discount rate of $20 a month today.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that last sentence. You can what?
I said I'm offering $20 a month for the meal plan. Would you be interested?
You say meal plan, but I've never gotten a meal plan.
Yes, ma'am. Even though you may not, recall signing up, when you completed the sweepstakes, they automatically enrolled you into that. Our meal plan is partnered with that sweepstakes you entered.
Well, where did I get the meal plan? I never got anything.
The sweepstakes, ma'am. When you entered the sweepstakes is how you were enrolled into the meal plan. That meal plan
I'm saying I never received
that.
A meal plan.
Yes, ma'am. They sent you an email when you finished that submitting the entry for that sweepstakes. We sent you an email letting you know you were enrolled and a link to download that digital subscription.
I was taking that when I was online. I was in a long, long line in Kohl's, and I was killing time with my phone, and it was at Christmas time, and I had no idea that that's what I was doing. That was really misleading.
Yes, ma'am. So I do apologize for any misunderstandings. I have canceled the account, which goes in effect immediately. I'm preventing any charges from this point. If you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you with a confirmation for the cancellation today.
All right.
All right. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. The confirmation is C as in cancel, 920-375-603. And all
together. Wait a minute. You're going a little too fast.
I'm going to repeat it for you.
Yes.
C as in cancel, 920 375-603.
Oh, wait a minute. 375. I'm sorry. I don't see well, and I'm having a hard time writing this down.
375-603.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be it. So everything's canceled, and you have the confirmation in regards to that cancellation as well.
Well, I don't want to be charged for anything.
Right. The charge was declined, ma'am, so it did not go through, so you don't have to worry about any charges.
They just said to me they looked into this, and it was a legitimate thing, and so it's reinstated. They billed me again. My city card reinstated it.
I saw a charge for December, but there wasn't a charge for January. So in regards to that charge for December, it is valid, but I'm willing to work with you as far as getting a refund submitted today. Just a moment. All right, so that refund has been submitted. That it'll arrive within 3 to 5 business days. Everything's canceled. You have the confirmation in regards to that as well.
And your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Okeris. That's O-K-E-R-I-S.
Okeris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you. You've been very helpful, and I appreciate it. And just out of curiosity, what kind of email would I have gotten? Because I never remember getting any email. Who would it have been from?
It would have been directly from the email title should consist Bytes Hub, so it's directly from that digital subscription.
B what? B Y?
B I Bytes, like you bite food.
Yeah.
Hub, H-U-B.
Okay. I'm going to have to look and see if I ever got an email like that.
So if
that
it's not in your inbox, then you would need to check your spam folder, but I am showing it was initially sent around December the 14th.
Okay, well, I appreciate you refunding that other because I had no idea what this was, and your full phone number was not on my Citibank card to call you directly. That's why I told them to look into it. Now, it is on the Fraud and Dispute Center thing that I got.
Right.
Okay. So I will owe nothing. I will get that back, and I was never charge for January, right?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Okeris.
You
appreciate
are most
it.
Definitely welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.